Let's go ahead back to the conceptual model. In this case, let's go and click on the non-severe cell radio button, and then under mid-level features, select reflectivity and also KDP column. Under other features, go ahead and select the reflectivity cross-section and the storm top. KDP columns do appear a little similar to ZDR columns, but there are differences that reflect the focus on integrated water content that KDP measures as opposed to the shape of large raindrops. In the non-severe conceptual model, the KDP column extends up to just above the freezing level, and it occupies more of the heavy precipitation where large volumes of rain and wet hail descend to the ground.